Y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't have no earthly idea. Y'all have no earthly idea.
So you can piss in here, you just can't flush it.
Nah, we ain't live. I mean, we alive, but we ain't live streaming. I mean, you straight. This is just banter.
Shit, so this is the trap, though.
Yeah, this is the whole trap, man. We don't have no regulations and shit like that, man. Nigga supposed to come in here and have a photo shoot, man. Shit. Come shoot some more of them hoes. Put me in there, bro. Yeah. Make it look like we got a mixtape coming out.
Come on. You got to throw your phone up, Los.
There's always one nigga on the cover looking the opposite way. So what?
Come on, get this. You gotta get this. You gotta go back to look the opposite way like you just did. Look, you gotta get this. I'm gonna look that way. You ain't never seen a nigga look at his phone on no cover.
Niggas gonna ask me what I'm doing, and I'm gonna tell him. In my bag.
Man, go ahead, bro. This ass stupid.
Man, we getting ready to go ahead. You checked out the social happenings of the world?
Man, I didn't read this shit.
You didn't?
Hell no.
Me either. But look, check this out, though.
We reading it on the air, right?
We can do whatever the fuck we need. It don't matter. We'll get to it.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I hate to interrupt everybody. Cut the music right quick. We got a very special guest in the trap with us today.
Oh, shit.
For sure.
Now, we've been having everybody come through here.
But
this
shit.
Young nigga right here.
Come on, man.
This nigga here.
Got rich in 6 months?
This nigga got rich in 6 months. Not only do he make some cold-ass music, the nigga know how to make some paper. So we gonna get a rapper and a financial advisor once in the trap. We got Stunner 4 Vegas in here. Come on, man.
Which camera I'm on? Man, it's too many cameras in this hole.
Man, these all look. We got
big photos, man.
1, 2, 3, 4 cameras.
Nah, for shit show, 4 times.
85 South Show, 4 cameras.
85 South Show, man. Like I told Los on the phone today, I fuck with this shit. I probably seen every like new episodes with you on it, all that. Like we be paying attention to anything that our people got going on. You feel me?
Man, that's what's up, bro. All
right, man.
We fucking with you too, man.
I'm glad you paying attention because you the motherfucking people paying attention too.
Nah, so that means shit. Everybody paying attention, but a nigga might not act like they is. But everybody paying attention. Trust me.
Man, that's raw.
Everybody is, man.
This nigga got rich in 6 months.
Shout out to my CEO, man. Yeah. The shit show, man. That shit is no cap. Probably like 3 for real.
That's
three?
How we had to come.
I ain't gonna lie.
And get like, you on. It's Black History Month.
How fast?
That's man, Black History Month.
See, there you go.
Somebody said, hey, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody said, I seen that shit on Facebook. You know, I still fuck with Facebook. I'm a real live. You feel me? I came to fuck with y'all in the trap.
Like, hell yeah.
Hey, get bro in here. But shit.
That's how you know you're rich, when you throw your iPhone.
Throw your phone.
I seen some shit. It was my Rich Younger tape. It went viral on Facebook, like Black History Month. This was one of the, you feel me, the one when I got all the Caucasian people standing around me and shit. I don't know if y'all seen that cover, Rich Younger. I dropped that with my like second release coming in and shit. I had like 12 Caucasians, older folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, history. For shit, Joe. Come on now, looking real rich.
Bro, I know you fuck with TikTok a little bit, right?
I just got on that shit. Like, I need all my people that fuck with Stunner for Vegas to follow my TikTok. I just got on there. I ain't like...
That's what I was about to ask you. It's a whole group of old white people that make TikToks.
I seen
and they know all your lyrics.
I seen an old white lady in my shit.
Ain't that shit crazy, bro? Yeah. I'm talking about old-ass white folk, and they make TikToks all day.
By themselves.
By themselves, and they be knowing all the nigga lyrics, bro.
Now, I posted that shit on Instagram. It was one older lady. She did that shit. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Even if, cause she, even if she don't really listen to me, I know she took her time just to do that. That was another stream.
Yeah, but she know you. She know that
song. Nah, for shit,
yo. She gonna have, you know what I'm saying? Her ears gonna perk up.
I know.
For hey, he be talking that shit on that music, dude. This nigga said, I touch your bitch, turn her on like a laptop.
That's one long touch. Until the bitch bloom.
Hey, bro. Man, this shit gets so deep with me, man. Nigga thought I learned the game from Hugh Hefner.
Man.
Come on, man.
I fuck with the nigga. Because the nigga
say he put titties on the strap.
Oh, God. A lot of them, man. It sounds better than nuts. It's legal where I'm from. Yeah. Exactly. I killed all that nut, monkey nut. We put titties on them hoes. We put big titties on them hoes. Double D's.
You gotta like motherfuckers to push the shit forward, bro. You can't keep saying the same shit. You definitely paint pictures.
Bro, let me ask you this. You just did this video not too long ago, Chopper Town, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you put 100-something choppers in that movie.
Yeah, they were really props. No cap.
I know it, but
really props.
Yeah,
no
like,
cap.
Even if they went shit across the bottom. Man. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Real deal props. Real deal props. Literally, though. Like, literally, we was in L.A. We went to a prop store.
Right,
feel
right.
Me? Shout out to CEO. You feel me? He creative like that. You feel me? I would have went and put four real ones in there.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like,
no, you better off.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in LA.
Exactly.
You would have got that one in.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, man, it's a receipt. Look,
set myself on fire out there, not even knowing what I'm doing. Yeah. Feel me? But like, that's why I'm thankful for the guidance. But yeah, like, them was all props, man.
Which one of them Paul brothers you had? Was it Jake or Logan?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, he was in the
My
video.
My boy Jake Paul. Shout out to Jake Paul. That was really, we was in LA. We was just shooting back to back. I shot Play You Lay, featuring Ola Runt. He from Atlanta. But he locked up right now, so Jay Paul got in the video, basically, feel me, interacted with me in his verse, whoop, like that.
And they do crazy numbers over there, Eminem brothers. Mm-hmm. They got a whole...
Yeah, they got a whole machine, for real. I don't know what they got going, but it's
they got
machine.
A lot of shit going,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's a machine.
For a motherfucker to
I think
fight
I just seen the nigga say he really about to lock in with Mayweather.
That
My boy
shit.
Jake Paul said he about to lock in with Mayweather. I ain't, yeah, come on, we ain't about to do that. But hey.
Bruh, hey, this is, I ain't saying this motherfucker can't fight. Apparently, he's pretty fucking good, but he ain't, I don't think he want to fuck with Mayweather, though.
He punched that nigga Nate ass down, though. I get that.
Nate, why we do Nate like that? No, Nate, we know.
Not
Nate.
On Black History Month. We'll talk about that shit in March.
Shit.
We'll talk about that shit in March. No, not my nigga Nate.
I fuck with Nate.
Man, no not doubt. My nigga.
Nate.
Shit. He should have got on bro's ass on
Nate
the TV. He should have went viral.
Skills.
Yeah, he should have just went viral. Like, because bro was trying to go viral, you feel me? He should have went up on his ass.
That ain't how it's supposed to go.
He
sat in the corner, bro. He sat in the corner, Los.
He
sat in the corner. You don't give me the vibes of a sit in the corner type nigga. You can't agree with that. He sat in the corner, bro. He keep trying to go up. On the internet, he got to say something. Bro. Get on his ass.
I mean, I think he's still trying to get his life back together. He might be.
I ain't know he was, you feel me? Shout out to Nate, man. I'm sorry. It's Black History.
I didn't know that it was.
Hey, going. Nate Robinson, I've been fucking with you since a young nigga.
We still fuck with him. Yeah,
come on, man.
Still,
man,
still
that's
to
the thing,
day,
bro.
You
the most dunk contest, right? Nobody should quit fucking with you because you
bro,
took a L. Because you lost him.
Is he the first basketball
player? Motherfuckers got knocked out. The motherfuckers still fuck with.
Is he the first basketball player to ever go to the box?
Shit. Well, like that? I ain't never seen nobody box like that. Like,
man, come on,
niggas
bro.
Niggas was boxing, but it was not like that, nigga.
Hey, man.
I ain't seen no, like, Manute Bol did it back in the day. But he was just a long nigga. That nigga was just reaching it. Yeah. But Nate went in there and got.
See, they wasn't boxing. They was fighting.
They were fighting.
Yeah.
Nate was really mad. He was in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
mad.
It really hurt
I could
when
tell.
All his partners laughed at him. But
what
mad.
You think people gonna mad. Do when you lose the fight?
I could tell he was mad. I'm
the nigga,
like,
if you
damn,
go
Nate,
to club tonight
fuck?
And lose the fight, even the niggas who rolled with you, like, boy, you should have left that nigga ass alone.
Oh, man.
Boy, that nigga was wearing your ass like a coat. That motherfucker,
let,
you
let
your ass.
Do what he do on the internet, man. Stick to what you know.
Man.
Stick to what you know.
It happens to, hey, that's part of the game, man. You win some,
you lose some,
but you live.
Man, RP Pops.
Hell yeah.
It's
yeah,
Black History Month.
Man. Black, yeah, man.
Shit
hey.
Show.
Hey. North Carolina, man.
North Carolina.
Y'all been goddamn having
one of the hardest out of North Carolina, man, in the trap, 85 South.
Man, right there. Y'all been having a hell of a goddamn run. What about North Carolina been on their ass. I remember y'all was under the radar for a while.
Under the radar, bro. It's so hard to make something shake out there.
Why you think that is, though?
Like, I know.
It's a lot of people.
I know. There. I know it is, but it's just like, even now, man, motherfuckers don't try to goddamn boy, extend their hand, like, feel me?
What you mean?
And it ain't like motherfuckers be looking for a handout, but you see how, man, bro, Baby been working his ass off for a long time, bro. Oh, yeah. Like, a long, 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 long time. Probably longer than a lot of rappers that been on shit, just because, like I say, he was working for a long time. And when I got down first started, I probably was doing it, like, 5 years. Like, but I started, like, right after high school. I know he probably didn't catch on, though, till, like, I turned, like, probably, yeah, like, when I turned 20, for sure, like, probably 2-3 years after high school, he caught on to me. But he didn't hit me up. He liked my video. Like on somebody's Instagram, they hit me up like, boy, I hit him up though, cause me and my people was already really talking about going to get a verse from him.
Yeah,
hit him up like, what you gonna do for me? Gave me a nice little ticket, set that shit up, boom, it was like that quick, no cap. Like, okay, I'll be telling people all the time, like, I don't be like just vouching like that, cause I'm signed to him, like, he real deal, like,
yeah. You know when you run into some real niggas in the industry like this, man.
Hell yeah.
That's some real shit. And ain't nothing wrong with saying it.
Hell yeah.
And somebody from your area who understand the same struggles.
Coming through, but he was coming through the door. He got down, opened it up for me, like, feel me? You ain't never seen nobody do that. Feel me? You see a nigga establish themselves and then try to, you feel me?
You're right.
Nigga was establishing himself and, hey.
And you with actually, me. Yeah, you dope. Pimping, man. You dope. Sometimes they be like trying to put on the motherfucker that don't nobody want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but also, like I said, yeah, I'm that nigga for shit show. Kaboom. A lot of niggas will get boom and don't, you feel me, do what they supposed to do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this nigga over there looking like the dead
ass? Who's he sleeping?
Fucking look like Jamie Foxx.
I be seeing, bro, they be getting off on them. He put his braids out tonight because I would have got off on his ass.
Hey, man, this nigga got so many hairstyles, bro.
I would have got off on his ass tonight.
This is the only nigga I know took his dreads out and got his shit braided. This nigga go, what that nigga got
going went backwards.
Now he in here looking
like Benjamin Button with the
braids. Frederick Douglass. Just in here. Like you caught on fire early.
But we need that. Nigga been rolling up since we started.
You need what?
Oh, nah, he got
his own weed and shit.
Oh, you got an own strain? Hold on. All right. We'll let him roll it out. We'll let you roll it out. You roll it out.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got a couple strains, man.
What's up, man? So what it feel like, man, being rich in 6 months?
Man, that's a blessing coming from where I come from.
Hell yeah.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing coming from anywhere to get rich when you black in America.
Come on, man. Especially the past couple years, they been on niggas' ass.
Right now?
Right now, it's most, shit didn't change.
More fucked up than it ever
been. That shit was so easy, bro.
Who the fuck hit the reset on the silver rack?
That shit was so easy, bro. I swear that shit was so easy. That shit was so easy. Like, I don't be meaning to flaunt like that, but it was just easy, bro. Like, almost easy to, I'm like, damn, how the fuck? I go look back at, like, blogs that from, like, 2 years ago when I first got in there with him.
Yeah.
Boy, I look at that shit like, I really was doing that shit. Like, bro, I used to, before I even signed a deal, we'd go to wherever we had a show at. This is just around the Carolinas. I beat the Carolinas out before we did a show anywhere else. Like, everywhere in the Carolinas, we went everywhere. Like, before a deal.
What's the strangest little city you went to perform in?
I would say, like, I don't know it. And I wouldn't even want to put them out there like that. They'll probably be bashing
me. They'll look. No, trust me.
I trust me.
They're going to be like, hell yeah. That nigga remember
they going to be on that bitch. They're going to be on that bitch tonight. His bruh, bitch ass. I bet his bitch ass won't come back.
You ever been to Wilson, North Carolina?
Bruh, yes. I done been to Wilson. I done been to, where else we done been? We done been to, man, Raleigh, they know about Raleigh and Durham. We done been to Kinston. We done been like Rocky Mountain. We done been to them small, like them small
little back cuts.
Yeah, them, yeah, hole in the wall. We yeah. It's sometimes it's 50 people in there. I'm bringing 30.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we done did them before yeah. Along, like a minute ago. We done did them.
You know that pussy good. She got on Team Jordans, nigga. You know. Any bitch wear Team
Turn
Jordans, fuck good than a mother.
Turn up, bitch.
She got on the trouble
Turn
team.
Turn up, bitch. Turn up, bitch.
Look at this. Look at her. I just broke up with her. She already twerking on my home. But I told you not to fuck with that girl. That smoked a long ass.
I'm mad as fuck though, bro. We got all these people in here, and y'all really found me a girl with a nicotine patch on.
Niggas couldn't even come in here before a certain point. That's how old this building is. And they said they got a morgue downstairs in the basement. They said really? Six ghosts in this motherfucker. I'm like, well, it's
gonna be. Wait a minute.
True story.
Y'all did not tell me before we booked this shit. What?
Yep. That's the first thing the white man came. He said, "Hey guys, welcome to Shreveport. This is a very unique building here, man."
Yeah, you don't man, believe me, DC? Look at that white man right there. That's what he's doing. He's walking around feeling the energy. There's some activity going on right in this area. I can feel the spirit of Elizabeth Jackson, one of the original Titanic survivors. She spoke to me earlier in a vision. A lot of activity along the rails.
The niggas out here, ghost
hunter. That's what he ain't doing. That's how he came.
He is unbothered by the shit we talking. The louder they talk, the further she drifts.
The louder they talk, the further she drifts.
It's a lot of activity along the rails.
Hey, this man. Crazy.
For real. That's how the white man came up. He was like, yeah, there's six ghosts we've got documented here in this building, man. Welcome. I'm like, man.
Commercial like I've been smoking since last year. On that commercial like I've been smoking since last year. Make sure when you take a shower to cover your hole that's in your throat. Make sure when you take a shower to cover that hole that's in
your throat. To the mama too. To the mama too.
Yeah.
To the mama too.
Hey, DC, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like when you smoke cigarettes.
Hold on. Newport, mama, for my throat, fuck around, slow, talk about, slow, excuse me, every time that I open my throat, this is all been dropping out my throat. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 5 years old. Y'all motherfuckers put that shit down. You don't sound like,
y'all niggas is crazy.
Y'all got any safe strip clubs in Shreveport? Thank you, my nigga.
My nigga said, nope. Don't
go.
Do
they get naked in Shreveport?
Shit.
They get naked?
Shit, there's some women in here that'll get naked for the right amount of money. Uh-huh. Soon
yeah.
as you said strip clubs, I saw one over there like,
I'll
get that little money,
I'll
get it.
I'll take that little 40 right there.
But that part of the grind, that's what really make the star right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
when you
yeah,
can
yeah.
go out there and you got
Being
to touch
that bitch,
the people.
Making everybody just as hype as me.
Right.
And that's why you was ready.
Mm-hmm.
When your shit hit the big stage, a lot of motherfuckers don't really
be ready,
do that
man.
Little do they local circuit. You ain't even been the shit where you from.
Oh yeah, and I now beat the Carolinas out, man.
What was that moment in your career, even before the deal and all that, where you start seeing your hard work pay off?
Shit. As soon as bro start fucking with me, I ain't gonna lie. Just cause of Boone, like even though he kinda shed light, it was like so many people reaching out to me. Even though it some of it could have been people really fucking with you, it could have been people fake love. It was just so many people reaching out to me like, damn, like that shit crazy that another nigga came from the Carolinas, but you don't sound nothing like the baby. Like you coming with your own wave, you coming with your own this, own that. Like right. everywhere we went, sometimes I ain't have to introduce myself, but anywhere I go, I introduce myself. Like I ain't get to dap up everybody in because it's so many. But you know, like I'm trying to goddamn let my presence be felt type shit type of nigga. But like we used to go to places where they'd be knowing baby, they knowing me just as well. Like Toronto, like places like that. I'm that motherfucker like saying four times, I can't even understand them. Like literally, no cap, bro. I done been to some places, bro, and they know me just as well as they knew, bro. Like not even in the U.S. That shit blew my mind. That shit let me know, like, oh, yeah, they got something going on.
So I
don't
give a fuck
if don't nobody, yeah, overseas. For
so what's the craziest overseas place you've been? Germany.
Germany? For sure.
And they knew you.
Man,
bro, every nigga got
it. We in that bitch mosh pit. It was a mosh pit.
We say it all the time on this show. Nigga, if you got any money, bro,
they
probably up anything. Bro,
they know you more overseas, and just because we not seen over there that much, they love you more. I'm telling you, that's when they go get rich.
Bro, every nigga got to go to Germany.
I told you, every time I go to another country,
they have fun in Germany, bro.
The most.
Bad weed.
The weed good?
No, I said
no.
Bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Fuck no. And it's scarce.
Nasty food.
I can see that.
They gonna make up
niggas
for it.
Niggas eating
bratwurst. Trust me. It's plenty other shit that'll make up for all of that.
You gotta eat snacks for the whole time. Bro.
Yes, you definitely
they got
do.
The vending machine.
You think I'm bullshit?
Chips and noodles.
You go to get Starburst. That shit called Burst Crush or something like that. Like
Burst of Crush.
Yeah, like just.
Buster Crushing. Give me two Buster Crushing.
I ain't trying to do that on here, bro. I ain't trying to do that, man. I love Germany.
I do too. They don't give a fuck. France too. They love to try to take a nigga to France.
I never been to France.
You go to Paris. I ain't supposed to be over here. You gonna take me somewhere else?
Hey, nigga, when you driving over there one time?
I was doing
this
the
nigga
most,
ain't got no license. This nigga was driving.
I go out the country driving everything. We gonna get there. If I got something to do with
it. Man, why you putting them out there like that? Cut that shit out.
Nah, it's hey, they can't do nothing now.
we didn't hit the
That was two worlds ago.
Yeah.
You drove to Paris.
Nah, I drove to another part of Germany. We were in Germany, and the nigga who
You drove from where to there?
I don't know. It's German. It was a German.
Oh, so you up north. Y'all flew into Germany.
Yeah, we flew to Germany. Okay. We was in north, up north somewhere. And we had another show that was south somewhere.
Oh,
nigga,
boom.
Who was supposed to take us down there?
You,
Nigga, like, you gonna write the shit down like I know how to speak German.
Let me see if I can say it. What is it?
What that mean?
Boheim Frühstück Kamelin.
Man, he full of shit. I ain't about to play around.
So
like
look,
that.
The nigga who was supposed to take us to the other show didn't know how to drive a stick, and that bitch was on the opposite side of the car. So I drove.
That's what I'm about to ask. It's on the opposite side.
Yeah,
of the car.
We got there safely. I drove the hell out that bitch. Shifting all smooth. Old race car driving ass nigga. Y'all know I crashed the race car in the MTV show when we was on tour. We went to Memphis.
Oh,
was driving in the stock car. Nigga, I came around the goddamn curb and I was like, nigga, let's get it. And I hit it too soon. Because it's like, they got the
y'all,
cone where you supposed to hit that
out,
bitch.
Man.
What's up with it? I'm telling you about a cold ass wreck I had. And you want to get to the pain immediately. Nah.
It ain't just your pain, bro. You know motherfuckers miss that shit.
You don't think?
Hey, you full of shit, bro.
It took me 6 years. Yeah, it took me 6 years.
He the nigga I'm going to put in the other hotel room on the entourage. He
6 months.
Shit.
6 years. I did hard labor.
I really didn't know exactly what's going on with it. You feel me? I just
me,
I
don't
see,
know.
I see a little shit on
don't
the
Don't nobody know.
So I wanted to ask my bad. I didn't know
about it. No, it's good.
Ask,
the way that shit work is when they canceled the shit, they didn't call nobody. When they said they was...
Oh, they just canceled that shit.
Ain't one day we was just all... This how the shit was, bro. The shit was on. And it was another one. The new one's supposed to come on. And then Fresh Prince came on. And then and then we was like,
dang it.
And then we got in the group text and we were like, y'all. Oh. And that was the last we heard of it.
He's supposed to got it back though. But that's what I ain't heard that from him.
He ain't said we
right. I don't know, bro.
You know.
Man, bring that shit back, Nick.
I mean, it wasn't mine in the first place.
I was supposed to come there.
I know.
Shit, they took it like it wasn't Nick's. I thought it was your shit.
Take that.
Hey, that's...
His ass shot out.
I don't... No, they supposed to be burning. They're working it out. You know. They might call us. They might not.
But that shit, yeah. People miss that motherfucker.
Shit, we miss it.
That shit was international too. That was a good. That was when I first started.
I put the end in Wild End.
When you start popping back out, I'm like, damn. You feel me? I'm like, damn. Why the hell that shit?
Yeah, I put the end in that. It was Wild End. And then when I got there, it was Wild End.
Oh God, no cap, no cap.
I don't know. People say that.
Y'all brought that shit to life.
You
all
know
y'all
what?
Together though, I ain't saying nothing. Like, all y'all together, y'all should make that shit look great.
I think they brought the right people in at the right time.
Right time, perfect.
You did an episode.
No,
right.
I was supposed to.
You ain't get to do it.
I was supposed to.
Nick,
come on, man. It ain't his fault.
No. But nah, when they bring back, the shit back,
coming back.
Oh no, for sure.
You,
Los gonna put me on there.
Yeah.
Sure. I pull up with Los.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do.
Yeah.
What you do?
Shit, I might be pulling up with you. Yeah, bitch. I got rich in 4 months. I'm fucking with this nigga here.
Yo ass.
Yeah.
Stupid,
don't let me go.
Your ass crazy.
Bitch, crash out. I go crazy on them folks, man. Nah, bro.
That's it.
They probably gonna bring it back, man. But you know the whole thing about Wildin' Out is they ain't really in tune with who really watched the show. They just pitch it to who they want to watch the show, and they don't understand it. As hard as they try, man, it's a black ass show, and the hood love it.
Yeah.
And whoever they trying to sell it to. And the things that they're trying to do to appeal to that audience, they gonna watch it anyway. But the core,
come on,
fan base of that show,
black people
been watching it since it first came out. Like the diehard fans been watching the show since season one when they saw everyone, Kevin Hart and all that was on there. So that was my only thing. Like, do y'all know who watched this shit?
Niggas.
What was that?
I like how everybody was alert. Everybody looked up. We are a pack of wolves in this bitch.
Motherfuckers is perked up. Sound like somebody passed out. Pick them up.
Smoking up.
Trip. Fucked around, bro. You saw the shit happening in Dallas?
It was ice? What?
Ice froze. The whole Texas froze, man.
I did see something.
I seen
that in like Houston, too.
Yeah, we the only place to go.
For sure.
Everywhere else froze.
Everywhere froze except Florida right now. I don't know what level of the Matrix we on.
I think I seen somebody post they was in Florida. Everybody, it's like 100 people or something. Oh, yeah, it was like Tucson. Carolinas too. He rep Carolinas, but he just posted he was in Florida with like 100 people around. They ain't got no coronavirus shit going on down there.
Nah, they don't give a fuck down there. Atlanta don't either.
Shit.
No, I know Atlanta though.
We need motherfuckers to open the club up and put a pool in that bitch.
I had a shoot earlier this week and I took two of them bitches back to back. I was like, are y'all keeping up with this shit? I'm wearing masks and condoms and gloves and every goddamn thing.
Trying, dog. They got some sanitizer somewhere around here.
Never mind.
This goddamn panoramic been real.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't coming back.
How much shit tried to change it up for you? Like, the whole corona shit when it hit. Took a lot of tour days, so you was able to still...
No, I mean, we can't do, like, no tour. I don't know about how... Like, I think we supposed to be opening back up, though, like, March for, like, hard ticket sales. But we don't really do... We been stopped doing club shows, you feel me? Like,
hell yeah.
We been
don't
stopped
be
doing
going
club
to no
shows,
goddamn club.
Shit.
You already
no, I ain't going to say that, though. Cause, nah, we still take a club for sure. They talking, feel me? But right. We been stopped doing, like,
man,
club
don't be
shows.
Going in them goddamn clubs with one dough and shit.
Nah, we still... I was just in one of them. Like, I mean, literally. Literally. Let's strip club. It's... Bruh, the strip club is 4 hours from where I live. That's how I know the shit ratchet. It's...
You was in the strip club?
Yeah.
You was in a country strip club?
Yeah, it's females from where I stay. Not from where I stay, but where I'm from, in there. Like, dancing. I'm like, I'm not about to throw y'all shit. Bro.
Ask me for money in the neighborhood.
Bro, the microphone is plugged up to the aux.
Bro, hell, and you like standing by the DJ booth?
They got a cord, long ass
hell
cord.
Hell no.
Literally. Niggas still do shit like that.
I hate shit like that, boy. That's
when that coil got you on a leash?
Bro, when you... Nigga can't go... Nigga can try bro. To go too far and get yoked.
It was an after party, too. It wasn't even nothing that I had to, you feel me? So when I got in there, I'm telling the DJ what to play. He playing whatever he want to play. And that's because I found out he playing that off his phone.
Yep.
I walk out.
This nigga got this
crazy,
shit on.
Man.
You trying to argue with the nigga. This nigga in tears. I'm playing it off my phone. Everybody ain't do it, Mr. Fool Pagan.
Hey, everybody can't get rich in 6 months.
Hey, hey. I've been here 2 years. 2 years.
Y'all full of shit.
Everybody can't get rich in 6 months.
Hey. They owe me $217 nah, look, right
man,
now.
Man, go ahead. Next, man. Next. Go ahead, man.
You can't get mad at that nigga because he played that shit out before, man.
Yeah, that's all he should have said something. Nigga hoof, nigga pump fake. Yeah, in the strip club, nigga pump faking. Like, they bro, got a DJ booth.
You think he
going to
tell
all
you?
They all in a little booth, like, four on. But he playing it off his phone. It's a board and a brush phone.
Did you give him the mixtape?
No, man. This nigga got mad because I'm playing music on my phone, bro.
I said, fuck it, bro. I just get mine out the mud.
Oh, shit. I guess he don't fuck with niggas like us, man.
Yeah, I do. That's where I came from.
Man, I used to hate them shows. That's why you was there. Yeah.
I came all the way. I ain't had to come.
Especially when the little DJ get a little attitude.
Man, I'm telling you what to play. I'm the rapper. You gonna run the show? Crazy, man.
Nigga, quit playing computer love. All
right, bro, cut. No.
Quit playing computer love.
I don't know what's wrong with this nigga.
Why is you mixing my shit with other instrumentals?
Oh, I thought you were gonna perform.
No, man, you ain't. Get this nigga out of here, man.
Hey, you get my goddamn phone down. Do what y'all gonna do. They snatch his phone at the DJ booth.
Nah, we done did so many shows like that, just on the comedy side, though. So, boy, that shit dope to hear.
Yeah, nah, we be got them time to stay clear of that.
Yeah.
They probably got them, you feel me? Because we book shows the correct way, you feel me? Like, we go and search before we even book at the club.
Right.
All that. We on top of everything. Like, so, you feel me? They probably just pulled a quick one. Quit when they was probably talking right. That's all.
Hey man, you be picking some cold ass beats.
For sure.
What's the process?
I go. That's all. Like I don't really have a process. It's that. It's I sit around, I'm listen to beats. You feel me? The first one at all. You feel me? That's just it. It's just
Do you know a hit when you hear it, or you think you make a hit?
I feel like I do. I feel like anything I put out, I consider it. Yeah, it's that. I mean, it might take a minute for them to catch on. I don't care, but it's that if I put it out. If I'm in a studio recording something and I feel like the beat or what my vibe is not there, I'll stop it. Like, oh yeah, next one. I gotta go something else.
Let me ask you this. You ever have one, like, say for instance, you drop a tape and you got one, like a single or something that you pushing. Mm-hmm. And you had like a sleeper. You ever had a sleeper like do way more than you thought it was gonna do? Like a sleeper head track that you ain't know that people were fucking with like that. Took him a minute to catch on to it. See, I be asking niggas shit like, hold on, let me think. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. You understand that?
Yeah, you know, this is how we do in the trap. We got our niggas stuck in Vegas.
That's really, if anything, I would really say my intro on my first tape just because I knew it. I was gonna say Ashley or something, but I knew they gonna bite down on something with Baby, like especially when we put a visual together. But yeah. Probably intro too, cause when I put like anywhere I went, even Germany, like that was a song that was word for word. So that's how I really know what's going on, like off performing, and if they performing it with me, like oh yeah, this it,
yeah.
This it, like
that no dribble,
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. We ain't even get a chance to perform no dribble yet.
See. That's one of them ones. And you see what it's doing just off, like you said, off the visual.
Bro, we fuck niggas up, you see. You see us perform, bro. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like,
that crash out.
With Black Youngster.
Yes, sir.
My boy. Shout out to Youngster, man. Hey, Youngster real.
Black Youngster, man.
Youngster is a real one, bro. He is a real
like
one.
When he get to talking that shit. Hey, mama, wish you see him one more time.
A little bit of horn. little bit of bitch.
Hey, I'm God. Hey,
that nigga.
Hey, bro. Black Youngster, he's that guy. He's that guy for sure.
Yeah.
I won't vouch for too many. He's that guy for sure.
It's risky when you vouch for motherfuckers because mm-hmm. you don't know what they might do.
Don't know what the hell they got going on.
You gotta trust them. You really do.
Like, you gotta trust them.
It's only motherfuckers that, because you can't put your name on no shit and then be like, man, this nigga came.
Been done did a song with a title teller. Anything like that.
Because people mad at people for some petty ass reason. Yeah, you're a cool nigga, but don't leave your boots around
me. What did you do with your boots?
Man, the nigga stole my boots. When we was in 10th grade, ask him.
Anything, man. Anything.
Oh, especially in a time where, like, right now, they gonna talk about this nigga had a whole time. They killed your mustache on the last episode.
He be trying to get. Yeah, you gotta push him out the camera a little bit. He be trying to.
People be acting like we don't let him say shit. This nigga just don't talk, man. Yeah. On camera, off camera.
Cool nigga, bro.
He be nodding.
That nigga is hot. He be nodding. He be over there.
We smoke weed. He smoke reefer.
Old weed.
Where you from, bro?
I don't know who he get it from.
Tennessee. What part of Tennessee? For sure.
Yeah, it got two stop signs.
I believe it.
Denmark, Tennessee.
My mustache for a reason, though, man.
I know.
Shit, yeah.
But they don't know the reason.
I'm in a movie.
There you go. Talk your
Tuskegee
shit.
Airmen.
Come on.
Anytime you meet a nigga with a mustache, I'm on it, nigga. That's why I had to shave my beard for the shit. I had to be a firefighter. I didn't know.
Oh, you in a movie that's about to come out?
Yeah, I'm working on some shit. And then they went and they shaved my beard off. And it was a white lady. And she was putting the fingers on my face, and she was scared about doing it, and I was scared about letting her do it. But she like, all right, I'm just going to take about half off. So she's like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And he was like, yeah, you a firefighter. Firefighters can't have beards. And I'm like, I didn't know the nigga was a firefighter. I just auditioned. I got the shit the next day. Took the COVID test twice. Went to shoot the shit. Motherfucker shaved my shit off. And then was like, you want to keep the mustache? And I was like, you got to leave me something, nigga. Otherwise, I'm going to turn into a motherfucking baby, nigga. You save my mustache off, I'm going to turn into a fetus. I'm already looking young and old.
They would have been right in the comments. Bro, how is Clayton 11?
Nigga said, I look like I work at a plant. Like, that nigga is in charge of giving niggas timesheets. That's what they said, nigga. They said I look like the bad Luigi.
One
the
nigga.
The purple bad Luigi.
One nigga in the comments said, your mustache work at a warehouse.
This mustache strong. The motherfucker, y'all wish y'all could get this motherfucking mustache. This
mustache. See, we don't never be saying shit, so they always think everything.
They don't think we be saying that shit. I be saying that little weak ass shit.
I be saying that weak ass shit too.
Man, fuck out
they of don't here. They don't ask me questions, but don't believe the answer. Why Clayton only got a mustache? He in a movie. You always say that. That nigga always in a movie.
What would possess me to be like, nigga, it's mustache time. Call me mustachio. That's me, baby. Like, hell yeah, man. I ain't.
They don't understand.
It's a reason.
That's what's up, though.
It's a reason. Yeah, no, it's the Lord. Because I really didn't do shit. I was just there at the time, and I didn't have corona. They was like, you got corona? I was like, nah. They was like, well, shit.
Your name's Steve. Can you come up? Steve the firefighter guy. Can you drive
a
truck?
Tomorrow, 6 a.m. Hurry up. They be waiting for you, too, goddamn.
That's how the white people do when they put you on some shit. They always ask you a bunch of shit that ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing. Can you drive a truck?
What?
You ever been up a mountain?
What?
You afraid of cold weather?
What? Bro, sometimes I hate interviews, bro.
What's the shit they be asking, bro? Like, that's the worst shit. Like, because I know you got to hear the same shit.
You know, probably when they ask rappers about other people.
Bro.
Don't nobody want to sit back.
They do that to us.
Don't nobody want to sit back and talk about another motherfucker.
What?
Early
that's
in
why
the morning.
I told you too. Like, I'm like, I'd rather do some shit like that. Like, I know I come to the trap. I like this. Like, you get to be yourself.
Yeah.
Nigga be in there asking you the stupidest shit, bro.
Hey, man, like when you.
What's the last bag of chips you ate?
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
Okay, so
what would you, bro? I swear, a nigga done asked me this some shit like this before. What food would you compare to a song on your mixtape? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey,
what
Stunner,
food would you compare to a song on my mixtape?
If you could only have two hoes in the studio, who would you pick? Like, nigga, bye.
Your Dukes. Nigga ass want to go viral. He just want to go viral. Nigga ass want them clicks, man. Nigga ass want them clicks, man. I ain't on that.
You know, sometimes, like I said, it be the ones that you never know. Them the ones that go viral on the low and just become classics.
Yeah, classic, man. It just gonna happen. It ain't forced.
Yeah.
It just happened. It ain't forced. It ain't about to put on no blog or site or nothing. It just happened.
Yeah, that's just, that's life. And you gotta force it.
You
it's
gotta
probably
force
some
it.
Shit.
It ain't, it's some shit, boy.
Some shit.
Or it's the wrong one.
And that's why we just be over here on the 85 South Show High.
85 South Show High than the motherfucker.
Blow. Blow shit.
Every time I watch y'all shit, I got down. I got the recliners and shit in my game room or whatever. I kick my shit up, light my blunt with y'all. Watch.
Now you on here.
You should be talking. I'm on here. Man. I'm on the couch. I'm on the couch by myself. I should have bought some hoes. Man. You think I'm bullshitting. Y'all don't know.
No,
you should
have.
Y'all don't know. I fit this motherfucker
you
up, man.
I ain't never going to turn down some hoes.
Let me shut up,
who
man.
Who is that nigga? I got some hoes. Hey, man, not right now.
Hey, man, this is more like a group thing.
This is more... This is more of a tell the guys to stay outside the car. Tell the ladies that you'll be done in 30 minutes. Just bring in your manager and the babies if he's with you. I swear to God.
We always try to shout out the hoes because the hoes don't never get no shout outs no more.
What?
No, they gotta hide.
Yeah, because every time you know you hear
the ones that don't hide is the ones I love. They keep it good, like they let it be known. I'm you, boy.
That's what they saying now?
Man, I done met some. I done
man,
met
if a bitch ever told me, I'm you, boy, man, I'm putting my drawers
nah,
on.
I ain't no. Chill out, brother. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if she handled me that rough,
that's too motherfucking
much. I ain't never been told that, but I'm just saying, like, I done met some Jones that with the move that I'm with. We do that and we out.
Yeah,
right.
That's the thing. They too gangster with their feelings, though. These motherfuckers be demanding shit.
What you mean, nigga? They hurt your feelings?
I don't even have no feelings.
Females got strong feelings for sure.
Nah.
Strong feelings for sure, man. I shouldn't have said all this shit on.
I don't want you to think I got what you said fucked up. These women do act too hard when it comes to handling niggas. What happened to the real hoes?
Yeah.
Dang.
They be calling and saying, come drop that little pussy off your ass. Back. No, this not Amazon. Drop that little pussy off. Why you don't talk to me like that? I drop that little pussy off.
Hey, oh my God.
You still want that little pussy you asked me about?
I can't fuck with y'all, boy.
Look, you need to go and decide what you gonna do, because I got something to do later on. All I'm saying, hey, a lot of pressure on that pussy.
Oh my God, bro. Y'all niggas tripping. Y'all niggas right, tripping, bro. Y'all niggas stupid.
All
right,
man.
I'm glad we got off.
You good,
man?
I'm part with the movement.
What's the next shit coming up, man?
I'm working, man. I'm working. I was thinking about a deluxe because I just dropped Working to Four Vegas. That's really what I'm feeling. Yeah, we pushing it. Working to Four Vegas out everywhere,
all
streaming platforms.
What it's on? All of them?
All of them. Every single one.
You just said this.
You gotta look it up. You look up Center for Vegas, you just look that shit up. Go get in tune. If you ain't in tune, look up Center for Vegas on Google. It'll be the first one to pop up. Type in STU and be the first. Yeah.
You better be the only one to pop up.
Hey, it might be a couple.
It for real?
Yeah, but well, the name ain't Center for Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You know how that shit
go. Nigga, you know how that shit go. I never thought. that rap names would be this long.
What?
Motherfucker.
I ain't mean to be a rapper. That was just my Instagram name.
For real?
I was like, that was my Instagram name for a minute. I ain't saying I ain't gonna be a rapper, but when I started rapping, like, it was just Stunner for Vegas. That was my Instagram name.
That's a cold ass title.
Well, when you came up with that, that's a good ass.
My clique was for Vegas, though. My game, like, that's my You feel me? Still to this day. Even though we screamed four times, shit like that, but yeah, that's the label, all that. My label. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit came together nicely.
For sure.
Because, you know, little kids make a dumbass Instagram name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, you was ahead of the curve, my nigga.
For sure.
My shit would have been stupid than a motherfucker. BEZCCOOL.XL.com. Some bullshit.
It would have never
tried. What you think about the name MMM.TrapCino?
MMM.TrapCino. How you supposed to say it?
How a nigga name gonna be a sound?
Hey, that what I was thinking when I first seen it. Like, is it Trapcino or is it, I ain't know you.
I don't know, dog. I don't know. Is this a person?
Is this gonna fuck me up?
That my dog right now.
Okay, okay. I was about to say, this gonna get me fucked up in the street. How you talking about Trapcino, nigga? It's Trapcino. And this nigga punched me in the throat.
Nah.
I knew. I could be like, let me see the nigga who ain't laughing. That's Trapcino right there.
The nigga like just staring hard, smoking.
He looking straight at you. He straight at you. Until we leave.
Nigga, it's MMM.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
Watch Trap Theta.
Nah, I fuck with y'all, man. Shit show, man.
But, hey, man, that shit you said, I ain't mean to be a rapper. That's hard.
Kind of, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Because
I ain't mean to be a comedian, either.
That shit, it's natural, bro. Shit.
Exactly.
You find it and it click.
I need
it. Find it and click. Like, boy, click.
You remember when it clicked for you?
Yeah, hell yeah. First song I made for shit show, I knew it was up. Like, I was already that nigga. Mm-hmm. In my city, like, in my city, literally said I was already him. Feel me? So when I made a song, it was any party they want me to perform the song, we in there word for word. It might be 30 people in the apartment type shit, but this, you feel me, I'm performing that. It was like star presence already before I even knew it was going to be this type shit.
Out the gate.
Out the gate. It's just me.
Yeah.
Ain't faking nothing. It's that for real, for real.
You can tell, man.
Superstar.
It come across.
Yeah, bro.
Man.
Superstar, bro.
You seasoned. Like, I'm like, man, how old is this nigga? This nigga act like you've been doing it. And now that I hear your shit, you have been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people, a lot of people don't know. They probably think, like, my first song might have been the song with Baby, not knowing, right. Like, well, I got down putting that groundwork in too, just a little bit before he made it that easy, you feel me? For shit show.
But just like you said, man, for that man to take the time out.
Hell yeah.
And fuck with a nigga, he had
man,
to see
I was
he had
like,
to see
man,
it
what
too.
The hell? And then he be doing, bro, like, he be doing some shit, bro. Like, I don't want to talk on camera, you feel me? But it just be like, shit, I'll tell you, be like, what the hell?
Right. Like, hey, man, real niggas do
like
real
business
things.
Shit and all. Like, business shit and all. Like, not just no, feel me? Business. Like,
we got to get him in the trap.
Y'all got to get Baby in the trap. He going to come, though. He going to come. I'm telling you.
I know.
Just because he's one of them. Like, he ain't, you feel me? He going to love to come up here, smoke y'all head off. Like, shit.
And talk big shit.
Talk big shit.
And see Marvin Gaye in that motherfucker.
We gotta.
Man, look at Marvin Gaye looking at you.
When he come, we gotta get everybody in. We gotta goddamn take a picture. Y'all gotta put our picture up in the trap.
Nigga, we putting you up in the trap.
Come on, yeah.
And guess what we gonna put under? You gonna get a plaque. That shit gonna say, young nigga got rich in 6 months.
Oh, God.
6 months.
Oh, God.
It's gonna be like employee of the month, but it's way better.
It's Tell better. Me.
It's way fucking better. Like,
hustler of the trap.
Whoa,
hey, let's go.
Man, 6 months.
Don't replace me, bro. I ain't playing that. I'm gonna come shoot the trap up.
Don't you fucking do it.
I'm bullshit.
Don't you fucking do it.
I'm bullshit, bro.
Don't you fucking do it. We finna move anyway. You see this bag this nigga got?
Bruh.
Packing up all the cameras.
We this got bag this dope as hell.
Man, I'm bullshitting. I love the trap. Like I told him, bro. I like to see our people do shit like this.
Yeah, man. And that's what this whole platform is about, man. It's just creating a whole
You know,
network.
White people, this is like white people Ellen, bro. Y'all niggas don't probably look at this shit, bro.
What?
You mean to tell me this the hood Ellen?
Ellen, bro. Yeah. My mama used to watch Ellen. My mama watched The Trap, nigga. That's what I'm telling you. She watched 85 South.
Bro, every week this shit get better and better. It's like a soap opera. You don't know how deep the trap matrix goes.
Telling you.
Dog.
Y'all better pay attention to the
That's
trap.
That's how you sell some shit to the network right there. What's the show like? It's Ellen. For the hood. Niggas would be like,
if we ever get any deal, guess what's going on the box? It's Ellen from the hood. Stunning from Vegas.
There we go.
That is a whole goddamn.
You just gotta come into the meeting, present the shit like the beginning of the book, where the book tell you like, this book about to be, hey, it's Ellen for the hood. Then you can walk out and we got it from there.
Straight like that. I got y'all. Let me know when the meeting is.
Nigga.
Me and MMM.
Nah, I got him. Oh, he getting the episode too.
Cause I don't want the nigga shit to blow up and then he diss us first.
Niggas laughed at first. They thought my name was
I put that thing up on that nigga and made him say
What? Oh, this nigga crazy. He's going hard. Don't nobody sound like this nigga.
Bro, his ass is shot
out.
Bro, I'm
done
with this.
Niggas laugh at me, thought my name was Put the thing up on the nigga, make him play
Y'all niggas crazy, bro.
Oh, he jumping out the gym.
Oh my God, bro.
He still ain't laughing. Bro, we gotta hit this shit, get all night, bro.
He getting mad at me.
He getting mad.
Nigga, lighter bust in his hand.
Man, tell him relax, bro.
You know, I'm fucking with he over there. Man. We fuck with y'all.
We fuck with money, you, bro. Man. Go on, drop the tape.
My boy said, somebody get my drop. Fucking advance.
Okay, everybody gonna want to hear it now. They be like, bro, I want to hear that nigga.
He got to be hard. Yeah. That nigga hungry. That's what it stand for. He hungry. He trying to eat the game up.
The game delicious. The game delicious to him. Hungry posse. Well, some, man, you better roll that shit. Stay hungry. You gotta stay
that nigga
hungry.
Talking about hungry posse.
Yeah, stay hungry. Nigga, stay hungry. Niggas is hungry. They got a hunger. Them hunger pains.
All right, bro.
Okay, all right. Stop, man. He still ain't laughing, man. He gonna get an episode. He just gotta drop the tape first. I want him to be promoting something. Make sure y'all go get that Stunner for Vegas. All the shit. The old.
Yes.
Get the new shit. The old shit. Watch the video.
Subscribe to the YouTube, Stunner for Vegas. Follow on Instagram, Stunner for Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter, and keep bringing that. Vegas. Keep bringing
I'ma
that.
Keep bringing that shit. Y'all keep bringing that shit to the trap. Y'all keep bringing real niggas to the trap. Y'all
we will.
Keep, you feel me, the trap going. Yeah. Like I told you earlier, man. And I appreciate y'all letting me come up here. We had to sit down, man.
Most definitely.
Niggas should do shit like this more off camera, whatever. Like, I'm one of them, bro.
Kick it.
Kick it, man.
Shit, that's what we bring it back.
In the studio, we be out there. Anything, whatever.
Like Lo said, we coming to shit. With you.
Yeah, for sure.
We was Stunner. What the fuck?
We know everybody over there, man. Bullshit, man.
Hey, man, it's 85 South Show. We out to be my nigga Neil.
I appreciate you, bro.
I do, bro. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Nigga.
Hey man, great shit.
Come on. Ren J O N. Listen. much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and the nigga came up cause I been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. Oh, ain't better cut that down. If he ain't really about that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Whoa. I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. You know how it gets, yeah. Whoa. Fuck around the heat, yeah. Whoa. You don't wanna spit, yeah. You don't wanna take to yeah. Go. I'm a motherfucking shot up. Whoa. You don't motherfucking pop, yeah. Whoa. We been at it with a robber. Come on. We been at it with a robber. Whoa. Better ask about me. When they clip hang long, you'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better sit down. Whoa. I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah. Whoa. You'll get y'all, nigga, yeah. Whoa. You'll get y'all, nigga, yeah. Whoa. I'm a. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa. I stay down and then it came up cause I been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out.
I like that part.
Around me, clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Whoa, you know how it gets, yeah. Fuck around the heat, yeah. You don't wanna speak to, yeah. You don't wanna teach to, yeah. Whoa, I'm a motherfucking shotter. We a motherfucking pop, yeah. We some motherfucking mobster, whoa. And I've been at it with a robber, whoa. Better ask about me. When that clip hang long, we'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better stand down. I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah, yeah. You a real tall nigga, yeah, yeah. You a get tall nigga, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. Bang to myself, like how did a nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and a nigga came up cause I've been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really about that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. I keep some gas around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, no, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Too much shit, but I stay so strong, yeah. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. Whoa. Too much shit, but I stay so strong.
How many people think they be going through a whole lot when you wake up and shit? You dig what I'm saying? But listen,
too much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa. I stay down and a nigga came up cause I been broke so long. Whoa. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that out. Whoa, if you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Yeah, I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down.
Try to come out and do something positive. They don't want to help. They be like, black people not going to support that bullshit. Go to the Go to the website.
85apparel.com.
Say it again.
85apparel.com.
Man, put it on the screen.
You know what I mean? And I know my accent a little heavy when I say a pearl. It's not a U in it.
A pearl.
You know how to fucking spell.
A pearl. Go get some a pearl.
Go get some a pearl.
Sick of this shit, man.
Shit.
Every day.
Man, what's up, man?
Man, let me get a hat.
Yeah, man.
Let me get that hoodie.
What's up, man? Take that off.
When the 4X gonna be in?
Yeah, man.
Are you mad?
Y'all ain't got nothing for babies? No. What the fuck?
When y'all gonna get some onesies?
Yeah, I know, man. Cut some of this
man,
shit out.
Man, buy the shit we got so we can
save it for your baby. That nigga gonna grow up one day. He gonna want this.
I'm tired of telling them.
Me too,
I'm
man.
I'm just gonna start wearing all the shit myself. I wear it every day anyway. I like it.
Me too. It's nice. Shit nice quality. Man. Everything. You know what I mean?
Shit's soft, man. Made out of hoodie material.
Yep. Even the pants. We got sweatpants made out of hoodie material. Come on, man.
Dude, and it ain't like, this ain't no knockoff shit. You can wash this.
Right. It ain't gonna fade
it's
or nothing.
It's the same.
Better than that shit you used to. We making sure.
Bro, I had this hoodie for the whole 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
Look, still bright.
All the way. And niggas don't know how to wash clothes good, so it's not because we have a good washing routine.
Bruh,
it's just
we got
the shit
all
is nice.
The nigga colors. We got black, we got red, we got blue, we got some pink shit for the girls.
White.
Socks, rolling trays, lighters. Man, what else they want us to come out with?
I guess, because we got to keep doing these motherfuckers.
I'm about to call LL Cool J.
Right.
About to pay somebody else to do this shit.
I know, right? Get that nigga to roll his pants leg up one time.
I don't know what they want me to do. Everybody who come through here get some of this dope ass shit and be like, I like that shit.
Yeah, it's nice, thick, it's cool.
Hey man, why that hat cost that much? Nigga, we don't own no factory. We had to cut a deal. We gotta make some money off this shit too.
Exactly. I don't understand why y'all.
Nigga, even the tag in our shit is better.
It say 80, it's imprinted on it. So a motherfucker can't say, you know, like Biggie said, they go to nigga with the fake eye. You ain't got to worry about that.
It's real. Our shit is real.
Nay, that's what I'm saying. You got to get our shit. Because when we see y'all
they
with the shit, that ain't
like
our
we
shit.
We don't know how much the shit they be buying costs.
Right.
Our shit don't even cost that.
Don't even cost that much.
Man.
I had somebody send me a DM saying, hey, man, it's an 85 South Shows hoodie I'm marking up for y'all. What you think? I think you need to get that shit the fuck out of my page.
The bootlegger sent you the shit that they was bootlegging?
Fuck, you gonna get me to approve some bootleg shit.
Taking food out of my kid's mouth.
Right.
With my idea.
Right.
Wow.
Motherfuckers. Buy some of this shit, man. Okay? It's Christmas time. We ain't gonna see the money till April anyway. Just go ahead and get some of this shit.
I don't know what else to tell them.